Jesse Allen here. We're catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone Axe. Arlen, another strong day in the trade today being led by soybeans and wheat. It looks like right now on the board, but let's talk about it. What are you seeing in this grain trade today? What's up with the strength?
One of the things we're seeing is broad-based money flow into the equities and the commodities. Kind of an inflation play. We had some positive earnings reports from the big banks this morning of Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan, helping set the tone. And we really saw the money coming back into these commodities a little quicker than what I expected. We've been in a buy the break mentality. I kind of thought we would see a little bit longer of a break before they got in, but they simply got too nervous, which speaks something about the longer term expectations of the money flow for these commodities, that they simply didn't wait long, didn't allow prices to dip as far as what I expected they would before they jumped back in once again. We've got a dollar that's moving lower to about 4-week lows. That's helping to feed the inflation play as well. We did see yields on 10-year treasuries dip to almost 4-week lows early in the session, but it has since firmed back up once again. And so money is flowing into the broader commodities. There is some fundamental support beneath it. When we look at the wheat prices, up almost 3%, some concerns for possible freeze damage in the central and southern plains over the next few mornings as cold air begins to funnel now down through the plains out of Canada. We have sub-zero temperatures right now in the Hudson Bay area, which is the seed stock for this cold air dropping down. Obviously, it'll moderate some before it gets down into the plains, but it could do some damage. We're also seeing, obviously, the significant drought that we have in the northern plains, in the Canadian prairies, as well as parts of Europe. And now stripe rust, which can be a significant disease in wheat, is raising concerns among the government officials in China. So all those factors giving a lift to wheat today.
Lot of weather issues out there. You mentioned some of them, and you mentioned some of the issues with stripe rust in China, and also we can't forget the problems in Brazil right now with the Safrinha corn areas facing dryness there as well, and that seems to be giving a lift, especially to our corn markets here today, Arlen.
Absolutely. Two areas of major concern. First is Safrinha Corn Belt. They've had good rains in the northern 50% of the belt. This is a crop that was planted anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks late. And so we need to have a continuation of the rainy period beyond this mid to late April period when it normally ends. It looks like we're heading toward a normal end to the rainy season. The southern half of the Safrinha Corn Belt does look to see some spotty relief over the next couple of weeks, but still roughly half of the belt remaining under moisture stress. Then we look to the U.S. Midwest, where we're cool for planting the crop, but it's a dry cool. So we'll probably continue to see the corn planted, but just slow in emergence here over the next couple of weeks before things warm up into the month of May. But the more concerns now emerging that we could have increased risks for a hot, dry summer in the Midwest, especially west of the Mississippi River. So that's something we're going to have to watch at a time when world corn stocks are snug. It has traders putting in some risk premium today.
And real briefly, any thoughts on livestock today here, Arlen? Cattle, another down day there, but hogs trying to hold their own, it looks like.
Feeder cattle leading the cattle complex lower, not liking those higher feed prices, obviously, and so that's weighing on the market. Hog prices are mixed. The nearbys are strong on strong fundamentals, strong demand fundamentals. We're taking a little bit of the premium out of the deferred contracts today, but overall, kind of quietly mixed consolidation trade for the hog complex.
That's comments with Arlen Suderman of StoneX for our morning market talk update coming up this afternoon. John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing joins us on a Wednesday. We've done a flip-flop. We'll have John this afternoon here for this week. We'll catch up on what's going on with the grain trade that's on the way here later this afternoon on Market Talk. For now, I'm Jesse Allen reporting.